We will continue together to think about, to learn about this topic, about the kingdom, and how can we together make this the will of God done on earth as in heaven. So let's
我们继续来思考学习这个主题，就是如何是神的国度能够把神的国度活出彰显在这地上。
We read the theme verse again, Matthew 6:10.
让我们再次来读主题经节，马太福音第六章第十节。
Let thy kingdom come, let thy will be done, as in heaven, so upon the earth.
愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
And let's also read Judges 17:6.
我们再读士师记十七章第六节。
In those days, there was no king in Israel. Every man did what was right in his own eyes.
士师记十七章第六节，那时以色列宗没有王，个人任意而行。
And again is a repeat, Judges 21:25.
然后重复的在士师记二十一章第二十五节。
In those days, there was no king in Israel. Every man did what was right in his own eyes.
那时以色列宗没有王，个人任意而行。
I wonder how many of us we have read again the book of Judges this year. Can you raise your hand?
我们不知道弟兄姊妹有没有今年读到士师记的。
Yeah, I did.
请大家举下手。
I did. It'll be good. Yeah, it's good. So you have at least have some fresh background because there's a lot in that book. And I read it, and this time I received fresh lights, and I like to share my learning.
感谢主，很多弟兄姊妹都刚读过，所以弟兄姊妹都可能印象很深。我感谢主，我们希望能够分享一些神在调动我们一些新的功课。
And it's related to what we have been studying. The topic of how can we make his will done on earth as in heaven.
这个就是与我们的主题相关，如何让他的旨意行在地上，如同行在地上，如同行在天上，让他国度降临。
So there, the first section from chapter 1, the book of Judges to chapter 16, those chapters in chronicle order.
士师记从第一章到第十六章是按照历史的次序写的。
And then from chapters the remaining five chapters, 17 to 21, it's an appendix.
其实十七章到二十一章好像是一个附录一样。
So we have the two verses, right? It seems that it's a general description of the condition of the time, of that period. So in the appendix, from chapter 17 to chapter 21.
所以呢，就是在十七章和二十一章那里呢，它有这样的形容，好像一个小节一样。那个时候描述那个时候的情形如何
？And they are sandwiched in the two verses we just read, 17:6 and 21:25.
然后这段最后的这备注的就在我们刚才所读的两节经节中间夹在中间，像三明治一样。
It's just a summary of the we can say is the summary of the whole book of the book of Judges.
我们可以说刚才所读的这两句就是关于整本士师记的书的总结。
So hopefully today I would share about some general my thoughts and also from this appendix. And I maybe later on we can also study together about how we can learn from the Judges.
所以今天呢，我们就想分享一些从士师记学到的一些功课，然后特别关于一些后面的这个备注这一方面。如果还有时间的话，我们再学一些士师记里的功课。
So in the beginning, remember Joshua and that generation, the leaders, they led the people, and they crossed the Jordan.
我们知道一开始那一个世代，约书亚和那个时候的长老们，他们带着以色列人过了约旦河。
And they encamped in Gilgal.
他们就在吉甲那里扎营。
And so remember Joshua even saw the captain of Jehovah.
我们记得约书亚见到了耶和华军队的元帅。
So they are about to have the campaign to conquer that land that Jehovah has given them.
所以他们就在那里开始了来夺下耶和华所赐给他们为业的地。
So Jehovah the Lord is their king and the captain.
耶和华我们的神是他们的王，也是他们的元帅。
And also, you just read it. So we learn that they are also circumcised there in Gilgal.
我们也知道以色列百姓就在基甲行了割礼。
And remember, they took 12 stones from the river, the Jordan River, and they put the 12 stones in Gilgal as a memorial, as a witness, how great God has done for them.
然后当他们过约旦河的时候，他们也放下了十二个石头，在河里拿出十二石头带上来，放在基甲那里，来纪念耶和华为他们行了何等大的事。
And you learn that Gilgal was the headquarters of their campaign, and from there they defeated their enemies, they conquered. Even it's an unfinished task.
我们知道基甲那里是他们的好像一个大本营一样，他们在那里开始了夺下迦南地的战役，然后呢，他们其实在了基甲的时候就好像已经得到了，已经得下了。
So the meaning of Gilgal is the rolling away of the reproach of Egypt.
所以基甲它有一个意思就是滚去在埃及的羞辱。
So from there, they are ready. They are equipped with the power and energy of Jehovah.
然后在那里神就把能力赋予了以色列百姓了。
But later on in Judges very quickly, the generation was about to pass and Joshua died.
然后很快在士师记里约书亚离世，然后那一个认识耶和华的世代过去了。
But now, the angel appealed them differently in talking.
然后在波金那里，天使向他们显现是很不一样的。
So they were crying and because they were disobedient and they are not ready to even to obey and to conquer the land. And the Lord warned them and they were weeping there.
他们在那里哭泣，他们不愿意再夺下，继续夺下剩余之地。然后他们在那里哭泣，然后耶和华的使者正在那里显现。
So Bochim means weepers.
波金在那里的意思就是流泪的意思，哭泣的人。
And so, so I was pondering about this weeping, and so now it's from a position of analogy to this position of weakness in Bochim, and they how did they come to this now this situation?
我就在默想，波金这个地方，他们为什么能够从那块得胜，然后到这里哭泣？他们如何变成这样的一个光景的
？And so there is also resemblance to our individual Christian life and also the church history.A lot of them, and so we can look at them in parallel.
他们的经历其实可能跟我们很多个人的基督徒的经历，还有在教会历史当中教会的经历一样。我们可以仔细的看一下他们每一个的个例。
We could have been in Gilgal, us or the church, of God, but now, we fall into a place like Bochim.
我们本来，我们个人基督的经历或者是教会的经历，应该是在基甲的经历。但是呢，我们可能会来到一个地方，像波金这样哭泣的地方。
So then I was thinking about their weeping. So we learn from Psalm 56 verse 8. So the Lord will put our tears in His bottle, right? He remember our tears. But I was thinking whether their weeping was very sincere.
我们记得诗篇56篇第8节讲到主会把我们的眼泪装在皮带里面，但是我在这里想到在波金这里的哭泣是否是一个非常真诚的哭泣呢？
Well, their tears were really in God's remembrance.
他们的哭泣，他们的眼泪是被神纪念的吗？
Yes or no? And as we read that with their disobedience, God still had compassion for them.
我们在这里记得，虽然他们的不顺服，但神仍然向他们有施慈爱。
And is this also our journey? And we can think about this. And this is related very much to how can we come to a point that we don't even see the King? We don't recognize our King. And then if we don't see our King, how can His will be done through us on earth as in heaven?
这里就对我们一个问题，我们为什么会到这样一个地步，我们看不见我们的神？如果我们看不见我们的神的话，我们怎么能够把他的旨意行在地上，如行在天上呢？
So there is a lot we can learn together. As a reminder, as we study this book together, again, it's related to our theme, and we read 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
在这些的确能够帮助我们在主面前学习，跟我们相关。我们来看哥林多前书第十章
，verses 11 and 12。
我们看第十一节和十二节。
Now all the things happened to them as types and have been written for our admonishing, upon whom the ends of the ages are come. So that let him that thinks that he stands take heed lest he fall.
十一节、十二节，哥林多前书第十章，他们遭遇这些事都要为做监戒。并且写在经上，正是警戒我们这末世的人。所以自己以为站得稳的，必要谨慎，免得跌倒。
So let's learn together, as we see him coming.
当我们看见主要来的时候，让我们一同在他面前有所学习。
Even with his judgment, and reward.
他在他的手里有着审判和奖赏。
So then first, I hope it's not a digression. It's related.About a couple weeks ago, I shared with some brothers and sisters about there's a Chinese character, the king, about kingdom.
我想前一段时间我有跟弟兄姊妹分享一个中国的一个人物跟国度有关的，这不是其实是相关的，不是岔题。
中国字，中
国
字 ，kingdom.
中国字
the word, Chinese word kingdom.
这个字。
And so in some Chinese writing characters, you see meanings related to Genesis and the original idea of God.
在一些中国的文字当中呢，有些这些我们的中国的文字里面，其实里面的意思跟创世纪里的意思故事是相类似的。
Noah, after the flood, Noah lived for another 350 years.
洪水之后，诺亚又活了350年。
So during that period, the people were trying to build Babel, and God scattered them.
在那时，人们要造巴比塔，神就将人分散在天下。
So the Chinese they move eastward, to where we are now.
所以中国人就向东迁移到现在的世界东方。
So they start to have their own languages, and then the Chinese started to have to create their own writing characters. And when they do that,
所以中国人就开始创造了他们自己的文字。
When they did that, probably they have learned about the early chapters of Genesis from Noah, his sons, and the older people.
所以那时候的古时的人呢，中国人他们就知道关于。创世纪前面几章关于诺亚儿子洪水那些的故事。
So there are even books, at least have ones. They study how this, this connection, yeah.
所以有一本书就关于这些文字和这些故事之间的连接。
But regardless, my impression is that I see some points in this character, the Chinese character.
在这些中国的文字当中，这个国字当中，我们看到有一些点给我们指明。
So it's not a simplified version, but the original Chinese character. So there is first a king.
就是繁体字的文字里面，从一开始那个王。
So we need to see in a kingdom, we need to recognize, and there is a king there. It's the first.
在这个国度当中，第一个的就是王。
Again, we need to study the book and also the meaning of it with our Christian experience and the church history. So let's read Psalm 26.
然后我们也从基督徒的历史当中，教会的历史当中来学习这些意思。我们Psalm 先看诗篇 ，which one?
26. And I have anointed my king upon Zion, the hill of my holiness.
诗篇第二篇第六节说，我已经立我的君在锡安我的圣山上了。
And Psalm 29:10.
诗篇29:10.
Jehovah sitteth upon the flood, yea, Jehovah sitteth as king forever.
洪水泛滥之时，耶华坐着为王，耶华坐着为王，直到永远。
So for kingdoms to stand and to really to have the will of the king done, then the people need to recognize there is a king there sitting there ruling.
一个王国能够要成立，一个王国的王的旨意能够成就，必须那些百姓们首先看见那里有一个王。
The problems we just read, the people of God's people, very quickly, they didn't even they don't know they have a king. Either they just ignore or they didn't recognize or they didn't even follow their king.
但是我们看见在以色列百姓当中，他们没有看见自己的王，或者他们是忽略掉他们的王，或者是他们就是要偏行己意，他们没有王。
And so first thing is that there is a king, and under the king there is the people.
作为这个国，首先要有一个王，然后有他的百姓人民。
We are his people, and so what's the purpose of being his people? I'm thinking about 1 Peter 2:9.
我们是王的百姓，我们做王的百姓的目的是什么呢？我们想到彼得前书，
1 Peter 2:9. We are supposed to be his testimony, the testimony about our king. So what 1 Peter 2:9, but ye are our children raised, a sister just prayed in the morning from this verse. But ye are our children raised, a kingly priesthood, a holy nation, a people for possession, that ye might set forth the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness to his wonderful light.
我们其实就要为我们王做一个这样的见证。今天早上我们有个姊妹有这样祷告，就是彼得前书第二章第九节，唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
So in the Chinese character kingdom, so there's king, there's the people, and on the right side, on the side, there is the weapon.
所以在中国这一个关于国度国这个字的里面呢，首先有这个王，然后有他的百姓，然后旁边呢有他的好像兵器武器一样。
For the weapon, the weapons, at first, it's not all external. I was thinking myself about, we need to deal with ourselves, with the weapon. So I was thinking, 1 Corinthians 9:27.
当我们想到武器的时候，这个武器其实不一定非得是一个东西。首先我们想到了关于我们自己说要对付，就在哥林多前书第九章二十七节。
Yeah, it's not to deal with the external enemy.
首先
but also first, about us.
首先不是对着外面的敌人，而是对付我们自己。
But I buffet my body and lead it captive.
我是攻克己身，叫身服我。
So, and then,Also, we have a campaign. We have the warfare to fight. As we the whole chapter, the whole book of we read from a book of Judges.
然后同时我们又看到在士师记当中，我们都有一直不断的征战，我们要征战。
So I was thinking about Ephesians chapter 6, verses 11 and 12.
我想到以弗所书第六章第十一节到第十二节。
Put on the canopy of God, that ye may be able to stand against the artifices of the devil. Because our struggle is not against blood and flesh, but against principalities, against authorities, against the universal laws of this darkness, against future power of wickedness in the heavenlies.
以弗所书第六章十一十二节，要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。因为我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵的恶魔征战。
So there is a king sitting there. There is the people serving the king, and there are weapons to be used for us to deal with ourselves and then to fight with our enemies.
所以我们看到这个国字里面有王坐在那里，下面有他的百姓，旁边还有那兵器，要我们能够攻克己身，然后与神的王的仇敌来征战。
And there under that there is the land or territory.
然后在这些下面是那些地图
，the fourth component. So this is more about it is more spiritual than physical. So first, as we are, we're going to have a gospel meeting again, in September. And I was thinking that God through His own people is expanding His kingdom.
所以我们想到其实这个国字里面更强调的是它的属灵的意思，而不是说就是在地上物质方面的。比如说我们在九月份我们就要有福音聚会，我们又要借着福音聚会来扩展神的国度。
And there's a lot about the maturity and growth of his people, the church.
很多的是关于神教会神的百姓的成长和成熟。
So we have mentioned about four things, right? Four components of the Chinese character kingdom. There's a king, there's the people, there are weapons, and there is the territory or land.
我们讲到在这个中文的国字当中呢，有四个成分，好像有王有百姓，有兵武器，然后还有地图。
And then there is the fifth component, very important, indispensable. So the fifth thing includes the first four.
然后还有一个第五个东西也是非常不可缺少的。
It encloses the first four components.
就是把这前四个都包在一起。
And it's a boundary, the boundary of a kingdom.
Boundary.就把这些成分编在一起，组织在一起。
The boundary, 边界。
边界啊 ,boundary.
So, this is very important because we, kingdom, particularly, the people in the kingdom, needs to have separation. Separation. We are in that kingdom, we are not outside the kingdom. There must be a separation. And that's a lot to do with, the people of God.
这个其实这个边界这个非常重要的，因为神的百姓需要与世界分别出来。
And so I was thinking about Second Corinthians chapter 6.
我想到了哥林多后书第六章。
Verses 14 to 18. Let's just read it. This is very important.
14节和18节这里非常重要，我们来读一下。
Be not diversely yoked with the unbelievers, but for what participation is there between righteousness and lawlessness, or what fellowship of light with darkness?
你们和不信的原不相配，不要同负一轭。义和不义的有什么相交呢？光明和黑暗有什么相通呢？
And what consent of Christ with Belial, or what part for a believer along with an unbeliever?
基督和比列有什么相合呢？信主的和不信主的有什么相干呢？
And what agreement of God's temple with idols? For ye are the living God's temple, according as God has said, I will dwell among them, and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they shall be to me a people.
神的殿和偶像有什么相同呢？因为我们是永生神的殿，就如神曾说，我要在他们中间居住，在他们中间来往。我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。
Wherefore, come out from the midst of them, and be separated, saith the Lord, and touch not what is unclean, and I will receive you.
又说，你们勿要从他们中间出来，与他们分别，不要沾不洁净的物，我就收纳你们。
And I will be to you for a father, and you shall be to me for For sons and daughters, say the Lord Almighty.
我要做你们的父，你们要做我的儿女，这是全能者的全能的主说的。
And one more word, one more verse. This is very significant. First John, chapter 2, verse 15.
另一节经节，这也非常重要的经节啊，约翰一书第二章十五节。
Love not the world nor the things in the world. If anyone love the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
不要爱世界和世界上的事，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
So in the five components, they are very important, and we will see this how the people of God failed, and we fail, the church failed in all these five aspects of the kingdom.
然后这个词“国”字，这个字的里面有这个五个部分都非常重要。我们看到了。以色列百姓的失败，教会的失败，我们个人的失败，我们仔细来看一下我们在这每一个方面的失败。
Yeah, as we read through the book of Judges, yeah, if we pay attention, we see how they fail these five aspects.
当我们仔细读士师记的时候，我们会发现他们如何在这五方面失败了。
So we see, we as a human race, how close were we to God's ideal, like when the time they created Chinese characters.
我们看到当那个时候人创造汉字的时候，人知道一些神的想法心意。
But how much we have drifted away as a race from God. So even Chinese, we ourselves, we don't know the meaning of those characters.
然后我们人类是多么的飘移远离神，哪怕作为我们中国人，我们也不明白这个字里面的意思。
And so the consequences are for God's people and for us. So we need to read this book in parallel with our experience and the church history.
所以呢，我们就看见因为人的远离神，就会看到在我们个人在教会的历史当中有发生这些事情。
The first consequence is it must be Proverbs 29:18.
所以就有了这样一些后果。我们首先就看到第一个后果，就是在箴言29章第18节。
Where there's no vision, the people cast off his strength.
就是说民没有意象，民就放肆。
It means that we no longer see our king, we don't recognize him, and we say we don't have a king, and we just do whatever we want.
这些意思就是说当我们没有看见我们的神的时候，我们就没有任何的约束，我们做自己想要做的。
We no longer discern what's his will, then how can his will be done on earth as in heaven?
如果我们不能分辨什么是他的旨意，我们如何让神的旨意能行在地上呢？
So, today, I like to just, look into the appendix, Maybe for another time we can learn together from the judges. But today let's focus on the appendix.
所以今天我们时间这样，我们就专注在这个附录这一部分，士师记的这部分。以后再有时间，我们可以更多的来讲士师记。
So chapter 17:21.
我们看就是士师记17章到21章。
Basically, there are three events. In the Chapter 18 as one, and chapter 19 as another one, and they are related. And then the last three chapters is another event.
然后在这一段里面呢，其实就有三部分，17章是一段的故事，18章是一段故事，还有最后一段是一段故事。
But with the wisdom of God, they are inclusive. So just by reading this, sometimes we feel very sad, and how can we read through those chapters?
在神的智慧当中，他把这些告诉我们。有的时候，当我们读的时候，我们也会心里忧伤，为什么这些事情会发生
？So, but God leaves them there for our learning.
但是神把这些故事给我们，让为了要预备我们，装备让我们学习。
And so, but the events are inclusive. So by reading them, we see the general conditions and how far away they have.Fallen from their king.
这些的故事呢，其实是很有包含、很有内容的。当我们读的时候，我们就可以看见他们是如何远离他们的神。
So I said that it's better we have read the book afresh, so we have the background. we just don't have time to read through all those stories.
所以我刚才提到，如果弟兄姊妹刚读过的话，那个在大家脑海中记忆还很新鲜。因为我们今天没有时间把这些故事再重读一遍。
So chapter 17, is about a man called Micah and his mother, and also a Levite.
十七章是关于一个利未人米迦和他母亲的故事。
And a Levite sojourn in there, and then so.Micah stole his mother's money, and then he told his mom he's going to create a graven image, and then his mom even agreed and blessed him.
这个是讲到这个以法莲地的一个人米迦，还有一个到那里的一个利未人，然后米迦拿了他母亲的银子，然后要造一个偶像。
And a Levite was sojourning there.From his place, and then he became Micah's priest.
有一个在那里寄居的利未人，然后呢，他就成了米迦家里的一个祭司。
So we first see Micah and his mother. So we see the religious apostasy. So very quickly, their idea of their religion it was completely lost.
我们看到，首先看到他们在宗教里的这种叛教一样。
So without seeing the king, that's the outcome of it.
然后没有，当他们没有看见王的时候，他们就落到了这样的一个光景。
And the Levite was supposed to serve in the place God appointed him to be there, but he was sojourning.
利未人本来应该在耶和华所定的一个地方，定的地方，在那里侍奉神，但他却在这里寄居。
Yeah, wandering away and to be even a priest for Micah, not for his king.
然后这个利未人甚至到一个地方寄居，他成为弥迦家里的祭司，而不是来服侍他的王。
Basically for idols.
其实就是敬拜偶像了。
And we think about ourselves. Together we are his priesthood. We are all priests.
我们想象我们自己，我们原本是神的祭司。
Do we recognize our precious position as priests?
大家知不知道我们作为祭司的位置是多么的宝贝？
But we often wander away, and from our position, we try to become to serve things of the world, basically to serve the enemy.
但是很多时候我们偏离自己的本位，我们来侍奉世界上的事情，就是追求马门金钱。
If it is so, then how can we see our king? How can we have his will done on earth as in heaven?
若是这样，我们怎么能够看见我们的王？怎么让他的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上呢？
So we see this in this chapter, religious apostasy of the people.
所以我们看见这些百姓们他们在宗教里面的叛教。
And they then Then when, as we come to chapter 18, it's another story related, and there is the Danites, they are trying to find a land.
在十八章我们看到一个相关的故事，就是但支派他们要找到他们的一片土地。
Basically an inheritance.
他们要找到他们的产业。
They are supposed to stay where they are and to conquer the enemies.And they became very weak. They were disobedient. They didn't even try to possess whatever God has given them there.
他们本来应该当在神所为他们约定的赐给他们的地方，在那里征战胜过那些当地的居民，但是他们却软弱，他们甚至没有心在那里征战。
So they were trying to find an inheritance elsewhere.
他们就想在其他的地方找到他们的产业。
And on the way, they knew about this Levite, who became Micah's priest.
他们知道这个成为米迦家里祭司的这位利未人。
And so they sent spies spy out the land, the city Laish, and then the people there were easygoing, and then they thought, oh, it's easy for us to take them the land from them.
然后他们到了拉邑这里，他看到那里的百姓安居无虑，然后他们就觉得很容易在那里
And they robbed even the Levite from Micah to become their their priest.
所以他们也把弥迦里的这个利未人掳走，成为他们的祭司。
So we see the religious apostasy in Micah's case and the Levite, and then here we see the Danites are supposed to dispossess the peoples in the territory that God allotted to them, but they were not doing. Instead, they were seeking elsewhere.
我们看到了弥迦，看到利未人他们的被盗。然后这时候我们也看到了但支派，他们应该得到耶和华所为他们定的产业，但他们却是要在其他地方得到他们的产业。
Probably the people in their law they are too strong and they were afraid. They didn't have the power to conquer them, to look to their king.
对耶和华所赐他们为地的那地方的敌人可能非常的强大，所以他们就胆怯，没有要得耶华所为他们所赐的。
So they found an easy path.
所以他们就找一个方便的路。
And they took the place of lodge. And so we see the spiritual weakness. How they became so weak and they didn't even do whatever God has told them to do.
所以我们看见他们属灵的软弱，他们变得这样软弱，他们没有遵行神要他们所做的。
And the loss of purpose as well.
他们因着这样做，所以他们也失去了他们的目标。
Again, in that Levite, and also in the Danites.
然后我们看到了这个利未人，也看到但支派。
Do we see this in ourselves and the church history?
我们有没有看到在这里我们自己的故事，还有教会历史的故事呢？
Yeah, Jesus, our Lord is our inheritance, and we have a good inheritance, heritage in Him, but we wander away to the world, try to grab something easily.
耶稣是我们的产业，我们的好处不在他以外，然而我们却好像飘离到世界当中，要得到在世界上为产业。
In doing this, can we say we see our King, and then we want out the will of our King to be done on earth as in heaven.
当我们这样做的时候，我们能说我们看见了我们的神，我们的王，然后让我们的神的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上吗？
So we see the negative impacts of the not seeing the King, and we see the religious apostasy, spiritual slackness, and the loss of purpose.
我们也看到了当我们没有看到神，没有意象的时候，我们的飘离离失，然后我们也看到了我们属灵的在宗教里面的这种被盗。
And the remaining three chapters, it's a long story about the internal feud and the starting cause of it.
然后在后面的三章就关于到那个故事，然后开启了那不断的征战。
Again, it's a Levite. It's a Levite. He's supposed to be a priest, and he even had a concubine.
在这里的故事应该是一个利未人，他本来应该也是一个祭司，但是我们看到他却娶了一个女子为妾。
And the concubine, for some reason, ran away from him and He was trying to go and take her back.
这个妾就逃离他，然后他去要把寻找这个妾寻回来。
And they spend the night in Gibeah, and the Benjaminites there. They are trying to perform sodomy.
然后呢，他们就在耶布斯的那里住下，然后在那个里面呢是便雅悯支派，然后在那个夜里面呢，他们就好像要强暴这个利未人。
Gibeah, in Gibeah. And then, so it brings me back to last case. It's very similar. Is that in Shechem? And they're trying to, in Sodom. They try to do the same thing, and now they are repeating it.
这个故事好像就好像跟罗德索多玛、俄摩拉、索多玛的故事相似，然后那一晚上，然后他们现在要做同样的事情。
So here we see the because of not seeing the king, the first thing in the kingdom, the most important thing.
我们看到这里，他们没有做这个国度当中最重要的事情，就是看见这王。
You see the complete moral decay.
我们看到这里完全道德的败坏。
And then learning about this, so make the story short. It's better for us to read it in detail. But later on, the other tribes, they learn about this. They started to have distorted zeal.
我们今天没有时间仔细读的这故事但是我们读到这个故事的细节后面其他的支派知道这个事情的时候，他们发生了心里发生了一些那种热情，好像不能控制的一种扭曲的一种热情。
And they almost together killed. They didn't seek the Lord. Almost killed the whole tribe. So there were only 600 remaining from the tribe of Benjamin.
所以他们没有寻求的旨意，他们按照自己的意思，他们就把便雅悯支派差不多都杀光了，只剩下600人。
And how they use their ways, their immoral ways, try to only 600 men remaining, try to take wives for them in a very immoral ways, in Jabesh Gilead and also in Shiloh. So if you read the story.
然后因为那只剩下的600个便雅悯支派的人，他们用一些非常好像不道德的方式，然后让这些人在示罗和在基比亚那里能够得到妻子，抢到妻子。
It was just a complete chaos, and it's so dark. Sometimes this time I receive more. In the past, when I read this book, it's so sad to read about it.
那里的情况是非常的混乱糟糕的。这一次我在读到的时候也得到了一些教训。
Yeah, there are a lot for us to learn from here.
在这里我们能学到很多的功课。
And one point is, as long as the book says, as long as the Joshua and the generation they were still leading, they obeyed the Lord.
当约书亚还在世的时候，和那些长老还在世的时候，他们还是跟随主的命令。
But to our surprise, in Judges chapter 20, in that appendix, Judges 20:28, so we read about Phinehas. So Phinehas is Eleazar's son, and Eleazar's son is Aaron's son. So Phinehas was still the priest.
然后在士师记20:28，在那里的时候呢，腓尼哈他是亚伦的孙子，以利亚撒的儿子。
So there was some issue with the leadership as well.
在那里呢，他们的这些好像领袖们也有一些问题。
Yeah, so now it's important to inquire to ask why they were not seeing the king. And why we're not seeing our king? Why we are not honoring our king?
这里有一些问题，为什么他们没有看见他们的王？为什么我们没有看见我们的王来来尊敬我们的王
？As I just read, let's just learn a lesson from the times. And the first thing, as I mentioned, Judges chapter 2:7.
让我们从这些例子学到一些功课。我们看《士师记》2:7。
And the people served Jehovah all the days of Joshua, and all the days of the elders whose days were prolonged after Joshua, who had seen all the great works of Jehovah which he had done for Israel.
士师记2:7，约书亚在世和约书亚耶稣亚死后，那些见耶和华为以色列人所行大事的长老还在的时候，百姓都侍奉耶和华。
So it indicates to us that the people were following the leadership, not their king, not the Lord.
这里就让我们看见这些百姓们在跟随他们的领袖，但他们并没有跟随耶和华我们的神。
So it reminds us, we really need to have a direct knowledge.Of our king, and we need to have direct fellowship with our king. Always, we follow our leaders, and once they are no longer there, then we fall.
这个首先提醒我们，我们一定要有第一手的经验，第一手的认识我们的神，也第一手与我们神交通的 这样的经验。否则如果我们只是跟随我们的领袖，当他们离世的时候，我们就失去了对我们神的跟随认识。
And if that happens, then we lose the wisdom from above. We no longer have the wisdom from the king.
当我们这样事情发生的时候，我们就失去了从天从我们王那里来的智慧。
It happens, happened many times in as we would read the book of Judges, but it started even in Joshua's time. Remember, they were conquering Canaan, and then they were beguiled by the Hivites in Gibeon.
这些事情呢，其实在利未记当中也发生多次，其实就在约书亚在的时候也有发生，就是当他们打加比斯的耶布斯人 Hivites.
So they didn't even inquire Jehovah first.
他们没有先求问耶和华西未人
基遍
Gibeon.That's Gibeon, but Hivites.
Yeah.
西北.
So they allow the Hivites to live among them.
他们就允许这些基遍那里的西北人住在他们中间。
Even with an oath.
他们甚至向他们发誓。
So, if we don't see our king, we don't recognize our king, we lose the wisdom from above, then we start to seek things in the world, and we make alliance with the world.
所以当我们没有看见我们的神的时候，当我们没有失去他从他那里来的智慧的时候，我们就与世界为友。
It's a great compromise, and what a loss if it happens.
这样发生的时候是多么大的一个妥协，多么大的一个失丧。
And again,There are 12 times in the book, it says, the people of God, they did not dispossess.
然后在士师记里面有12次讲到神的百姓没有赶出那地的人。
It recounts through the 12 tribes. Judah did not dispossess, Benjamin did not possess, and Ephraim did not possess, and so on.
如果我们读这十二个支派，就讲到犹大支派没有赶出哪里的人，然后便雅悯支派没有赶出，然后以法莲没有赶出谁。
So there is allowing even among us, even in our life, the things of the world to be in our our daily life.
其实这些事情也发生在我们日常的生活当中，我们没有赶出这些。
It will interfere our with our vision, how we can see our king, and how
不影响我们的意向，我们如何看见我们的王。
And let's read Ephesians 2:2.
我们读以弗所书第二章第二节。
In which he once walked according to the age of this world, according to the ruler of the authority of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience.
以弗所书第二章二节，那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。
And in many ways, we are still walking in that way, the old way.
在很多方面，我们仍然按照那个旧人的方式来生活。
And James 4:4,
雅各书第四章第四节。
It's a great warning. Adulteresses, know ye not that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever, therefore, is mighty to be the friend of the world is constituted enemy of God.
你们这些淫乱的人呢，岂不知与世俗为友，就是与神为敌吗？所以，凡要想与世俗为友的，就是与神为敌了。
So there must be the separation for God's people.
所以神的百姓必须要与世界有分别。
So if we lack knowledge and direct fellowship with the king, then it would issue in that the loss of wisdom from above, and then we wouldn't obey, and we don't do what God wants us to do, and then we start to live mingle with the world.
当我们失去了对我们神的认识和交通之后呢？我们就远离我们的神，我们就开始与世界相交，与世界混杂。
And it doesn't end there.
然后而且
And we start to covenant with the world.
而且不单停在那里，我们开始与世界立约。
Let's read Judges chapter 2:1-2.
我们读《士师记》第二章第一节第二节。
And the angel of Jehovah came up from Gilgal to Bochim, and said, I made you to go up out of Egypt, and have brought you to the land which I swore unto your fathers. And I said, I will never break my covenant with you, and as for you, ye shall make no covenant with the inhabitants of the land, this land. Ye shall throw down their altars, but ye have not hearkened unto my voice. Why have ye done this?
耶和华的使者从基甲上到波金，对以色列人说：“我使你们从埃及上来，领你们到我向你们列祖起誓应许之地。我又说，我永不废弃与你们所立的约，你们也不可与这地的居民立约，要拆毁他们的祭坛。你们竟没有听从我的话，为何这样行呢
？”They disobey and we disobey.
他们违背神，我们也是违背神。
Yeah, we know our king always keeps his covenant, but we are covenant breakers.
我们知道我们神他是一直守他的约，但我们却常常背弃他的约。
In many ways, we covenant with the world.
很多时候我们与世界立约。
But wherever we are now, and even we read the book of Judges.
无论我们的处境如何？当我们读《士师记》的时候
，we see our failures, how much we have failed, and but we need to turn to the Lord. We see how the Lord is doing.
我们看见我们是也是如何的失败的。然而，当我们转向神的时候，我们看见神是如何来恢复的。
It's our prayer that we want His will be done on earth as in heaven.
我们的祷告就是愿意神的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
As we do that, we need to look unto Him to turn to our King.
当我们要这样做的时候，我们需要转向神来看我们的王。
There is a God's way. That's the bright side.
这里有神的道路，这是我们积极的一方面。
We learn about a lot of negatives from the Book of Judges and from us and from church history.
我们在士师记当中，在我们的自己的身上，在教会历史当中看到很多负面的功课。
Then we turn to the Lord.
但是我们要转向神。
There is a God's way.
那里有神的道路。
So we see there are many cycles. So God raised judges to deliver them as they did it every time they did evil again. They cried to God. So they sinned.They did evil, so there are many cycles. They did evil. First they did evil.
在士师记当中，我们看到他们有这样很多的循环。他们首先他们犯罪，然后他们向神呼求，神拯救他们。
Because of jealousy of Jehovah and the anger of Jehovah was kindled.
因为他们首先犯了罪，因为耶和华的嫉妒，耶和华的公义怒气。
And so he delivered.Them to their enemies as a chastisement and for a purpose.
所以耶和华就把他们放在仇敌的手中来管教他们。
And then they cry.
然后他们向耶和华呼求。
To show their repentance.
他们悔改。
They wept and again, was that sincere?
他们有在那里哭泣，但他们哭泣是真诚的吗？
And then God would raise them out of His mercy and compassion for His people. evade judges to deliver them.
在神的恩典怜悯当中，神就兴起了士师来拯救他们。
And we read many these cycles in the book of Judges. And do we see this all in our Christian experience and in the church history?
在士师记当中，我们读到这样的故事，很多轮一轮一轮的发生。我们在我们自己个人的生活、生命当中和教会的历史当中，是否也看到同样的事情
？In the church history, there are many revivals, but it seems that each time the power of that became weaker.
在教会历史当中有很多次的复兴，然而好像之后他们的力量就减弱了。
But Jehovah, our God, our King, is still sovereign.
但耶和华我们的神、我们的王，他仍然在那里掌权。
He keeps his covenant.
他守他的约。
He is merciful and compassionate.
他是充满着恩典、怜悯、慈爱。
And he chastises his people. He chastises us with his church, with a purpose.
他管教我们，管教他的教会是带着目的的。
And his way is to prove that he, whether we are faithful to him or not, and he even himself is always faithful.
要向我们证明，虽然我们哪怕我们不忠心，但他仍然向我们是信实的。
And to spur us to learn war, there's a war warfare to fight.
然后也鼓励我们能够打这场征战。
And that requires our obedience.
这个需要我们的顺服。
So let's read just two passages, and we can ponder this a few aspects.
让我们再读两处的经节，我们可以默想几个方面。
Judges chapter 2, 20 to 23.
士师记第二章二十节到二十三节。
And the anger of Jehovah was hard against Israel, and he said, Because this nation hath transgressed my covenant, which I commanded their fathers, and hath not hearkened unto my voice, I also will not henceforth dispossess from before them any of the nations that Joshua left when he died.That through them I may prove Israel whether they will keep the way of Jehovah to walk therein, as their fathers did keep it or not. Therefore Jehovah left those nations without dispossessing them hastily, neither delivered he them into the hand of Joshua.
士师记第二章二十节到二十三节。于是耶和华的怒气向以色列人发作，他说：因这民违背我吩咐他们列祖所守的约，不听从我的话。所以约书亚死的时候所剩下的各族我必不再从他们面前赶出我要借此试验以色列人看他们肯照他们列祖谨守遵行的道不肯这样耶和华留下各族不将他们速速赶出也没有交付约书亚的手
And Judges chapter 3:1-5
然后士师记第三章第一节到第五节
And these are the nations that Jehovah left to prove Israel by them, all that had not known all the wars of Canaan.
耶和华留下这几族，为要试验那不曾知道与迦南征战之事的以色列人。
Only that the generations of children of Israel might know war by learning it, at least those who before had known nothing thereof.
好叫以色列的后代又知道又学习未曾晓得的战事。
Five lordships of the Philistines and all the Canaanites and the Sidonians, the Hivites that dwell on Mount Lebanon, from Mount Baal Hermon unto the entering into Hamath.
所留下的就是非利士的五个首领和一切迦南人、西顿人，并住在黎巴嫩山地的山的西卫人，从巴利黑门山直到哈马口。
And they were to prove Israel by them, to know whether they would obey the commandments of Jehovah, which he commanded their fathers by the hand of Moses.
留下这几族为要试验以色列人，知道他们肯听从耶和华及摩西吩咐他们列祖的诫命不肯。
And the children of Israel dwell among the Canaanites, Hivites, and Amorites, and Perizzites, and Hivites, and Jebusites.
以色列人竟住在迦南人、赫人、亚摩利人、比利洗人、西卫人、耶布斯人中间。
Yeah, so there are a lot of reminders for us as we go through this. And it's good that God, our King, always has a good will toward his people. And we just need to turn to him. And he has his good purpose for us. And he is even he chastises us still with his good will, and he is still waiting for us to work with him together.
当我们读这段的时候，我们看到这里有很多的让我们要学习的功课。然后呢，所以他虽然管教我们，但他仍然向我们是发着好的意愿，要让我们学习。
Just to have through us to have His will done on earth as in heaven.
要接着我们把他的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Yeah, and remember, the following book is the book of Ruth.
我们知道在士师记下一本书就是路德记。
It's so encouraging.
是非常让我们得鼓励的。
It was during the dark period.
这个路德记也是在那黑暗的时期。
And even with the failure of his people, his purpose will not fail.
虽然神百姓普遍存着失败，但神的旨意不会失败。
He was preparing the way for his son to come.
他在为他儿子要来的预备道路。
So may we bow to our King and just to together to have an open heart to him that we really like to learn from this book. And we like to recognize him as our King.
愿意我们匍匐在神的面前，我们真的有一颗心来迎接，来向我们的神敞开，然后来迎接他，来承认他是我们的王。
And it's our desire that His will can be done to us on earth as in heaven.
我们的心愿就是但愿他的旨意能够通过我们行在地上，同行在天上。
I don't have time to. I also thought about how we can learn from the different judges. There are a lot, and so maybe for another time.
我也思考到我们从士师记里不同的士师身上能够学到什么功课。那我们时间不够了，可能以后有机会再分享。
So let's commit the Lord's teaching and our learning to His hand.
但愿我们把主的教导和我们的学习都交在主的手里。
May we close with a few prayers.
让我们结束的时候有几位弟兄姊妹祷告。